there's even one thing we can do, and we've got an obligation to try.
I'm against having a king, one that wants to infringe on the Second Amendment. We will fight tooth and nail.
We will make sure mental health professionals know their options for reporting threats of violence.
We will nullify anything the president does that smacks of legislation.
The president speaks and stirs up people like Senator Rand Paul to one. The president speaks and stirs up people like Senator Rand Paul. You can hear it there. More reactions? Just try to buy ammo in Texas or Yakima, Washington or Ohio or Georgia. In the wake of the Newtown shootings and in the lead up to yesterday's White House announcement of an aggressive and wide-ranging initiative on gun violence, the sales of ammunition, and particularly the types of weapons singled out by the president, semi-automatic assault weapons with large magazine clips, the sales of these items has spiked. Some law enforcement officers are reporting a difficulty in dealing with the shortage. It's a predictable response to the Newtown shootings and a new federal initiative. But so are the state of New York's aggressive new restrictions on certain guns enacted this week. We've also seen teachers looking to sign up for gun training. And one community in Texas tried to ban gun shows altogether. Didn't go anywhere. Gina Jordan is Statehouse reporter for WLRN in South Florida. She joins us from Tallahassee. Welcome to the program, Gina.
Hi, John.
So, Gina, in a sense, Florida is kind of a real center for pushback on gun control with well-honed lobbyists, lots of issues that have been dealt with down there. What's on the agenda right now?
The agenda right now, John, is to protect the Second Amendment. There is nothing as far as any real gun control measures that will probably get a hearing during this legislative session. They are really focused on school safety and security. They're not really considering any sort of gun ban, but there has been a call to repeal the Stand Your Ground law, and that is the law that has been affiliated with the Trayvon Martin shooting last year. So some bills have been filed to repeal that law. I don't think that they will go anywhere, but Senator Dwight Bullard, he is a Democrat from Miami. He has been criticizing members of the governor's Stand Your Ground task force. This task force came up with some very small recommendations after holding public hearings around the state last year. They really decided there is nothing wrong with the law. It can use a few tweaks here and there, but they found no big problem with it. Senator Bullard was really upset by that, and he said that they really should have come up with a lot more than just a few sort of little recommendations. And here he is talking at a news conference yesterday.
At this point, we've been waiting for far too long and seen too many cities to watch this dog and pony show go around the state to come up with no recommendations. So we're taking a proactive stance right now, here and now, here in the state of Florida, to say that the law is an unjust law. What it is legalized vigilantism, and we can no longer, as a state, stand for this.
Now, he may no longer be able to stand for it, but you can kind of hear in his voice that there's not a lot of legislative and political momentum to push this.
There is not. The Florida legislature is Republican-controlled, and they are very heavily in favor of not doing anything to put any sort of controls on guns. One of the sponsors of the Stand Your Ground law, State Representative Dennis Baxley, he's a Republican. He was behind this law when it was passed in 2005. And he has always said there is nothing wrong with this law. It's about protecting people. So after President Obama's announcement yesterday and after this Stand Your Ground news conference yesterday, he came out and said, you know, Americans are really cultivating a culture of violence that has absolutely nothing to do with firearms. And here's a little bit more of what he said.
We've got to look at what we're doing with video games to desensitize kids to violence. We got to look at what kind of violence we're embracing in the movie industry. And then they hypocritically get up there and say they're against gun violence. Well, they're the ones that have glamorized it.
You know, and that really seems to be the way this debate is going to shake out nationally, as well as in the state of Florida, the NRA focusing on entertainment and sort of cultural questions of violence, whereas the White House and the Democratic Party, to a certain extent, focusing on guns themselves. Is that how it's playing out down there?
That is definitely how it's playing out. They want to find more ways to protect kids in schools. That's really been their focus after Newtown. But as far as guns go, in December, Florida actually became the first state to have 1 million active concealed carry permits out there. So, and the Consumer and Agriculture Services Commissioner came out and said, look, this is a big deal. A lot of people who are lawful citizens are applying for these permits and they're exercising their Second Amendment right.
And who drives really the agenda down there? There are some powerful lobbyists, some powerful people who are behind the scenes who really set the tone for not only this debate, but also even the Stand Your Ground law.
No doubt the main person that drives the agenda is Marion Hammer. She is the NRA lobbyist in Florida. She's a former president of the NRA, and she is the one who helped craft the Stand Your Ground legislation back in 2005. She did not want to talk. She likes to talk via email, but she has often spoken about how she was able to protect herself with her own gun the night she was threatened by a carload of men. And this happened some years back. She was able to pull out her gun. The men sped away. But here she is talking a little bit about why everybody should be able to have a gun.
You know, I heard somebody say one time, we don't shoot to kill, we shoot to live. And that's what it's all about, being able to protect yourself when you're under threat of death or great bodily harm.
Tough words from someone who I gather is a formidable adversary politically.
She is a formidable adversary, and it's interesting because, for one thing, this woman is 4 feet 11 inches tall. She is tiny, but she is a powerhouse. And people respect her on both sides of the aisle. Even though this is largely a Republican issue here, there are plenty of Democrats who are gun owners in the legislature. So they completely respect what she does. And she's so adamant that she doesn't want the Second Amendment encroached upon that she even a couple of years ago was able to successfully lobby the legislature to pass a law that would stop doctors from asking patients about guns in the home. Here she is talking to one of the Senate committees about that.
It's a civil right, and we should not be discriminated against because we choose to exercise that right any more than you should be discriminated against because of your sex or your race or your political orientation.
The voice there of tough NRA lobbyist Marion Hammer, the hammer on gun control advocates in the state of Florida and leading the pushback against any new federal gun controls. Our reporter Gina Jordan, who covers the State House in Tallahassee for public radio station WLRN. Thanks so much.